He joins us now to tell us all about it. Peter, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Rick.
And of course, I have to mention that we're being streamed live on our Facebook page as well.
Yes,
and a couple of tickets can be won on that page. Just log in there, leave a comment on who you'd like to bring with you to the show, and you could possibly win those tickets. So that's that bit done. But here's the important bit. The Music Box is sort of really eclectic mix, isn't it, of traditional contemporary songs?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's its 8th year now, and way back, gosh, nine years ago, when Christmas, I was driving home one day and thinking, what can I do over Christmas with the kids? And there was nothing to do. If you didn't want to go to Panto, if you wanted to do something else, there didn't seem to be anything else out there. So we sort of came up with the idea of a thing called the Music Box.
And it's, I mean, 200 performers, over 200
yes,
performers.
Yes, that's right now it is, yeah.
And you've got 8 guest school choirs. Must be a slight amount of preparation there.
There's an awful lot of work. I mean, it is. It's grown way back when it started at the Ulster Folk and Transport Museum. It's just grown and grown, and now it's this big production, huge show. And there are many different elements to it. There are ballet dancers, there are our adult cast, there are guest school choirs, and there's our special guest this year. This year it's, of course, the one and only Jerry Kelly.
I have to ask you a question here. Does Jerry sing?
Jerry will be singing in the show. Yeah, Jerry used to sing years ago. He used to sing in a band. Yeah, and I think he did some musical theatre, I think, when he was younger as well, down where he lives. So I think that's his background. So it's great to get him doing that. And he's doing some fun numbers. And him and Al doing old Two Ronnies number. And he's doing a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan with a bit of comedy in it, and also he's doing some lovely reading. So it's a nice mixture, and the Music Box. I mean, we did it last year with Ian McElhenney. It's nice to see these people we know from the television or whatever, and see them in a different context. And
that always raises a bit of a chuckle as well, doesn't it? When you see them sort of getting dropped and outside the comfort zone.
In a way, it's a wee bit like going back to when I was a kid and you watched the Two Ronnies or Morecambe and Wise, and you saw Angela Rippon suddenly pull back the news desk and there she was ready to do a dance routine.
Tell me Jerry's not going to do that.
He's not going to be wearing that skirt, I'll tell you. You know, it's nice to see people we know and relax and do something a bit more fun than maybe the usual.
Tell me about the Little Angels. What is that?
Little Angels are a new element. We just thought there's so much talent in Northern Ireland and young talent. And the Little Angels are a new component we've put in the show. They're aged between 8 and 15, and there's about 30 of them, and they do a couple of numbers in the show. The show flows very quickly. It's very much a variety show, but it's very much so many different elements. And what we do is we try to give it that West End brand, that standard that people will come and see. And the stage looks amazing. I mean, I have to say, we're in last night under the waterfront, and the set is looking fantastic.
Gally, you've got a whole new setup from last year.
It's a whole new show every year. Yeah. And there's only two elements we keep the same every year, which is our carol procession, which starts Act Two, which is like it's magical. And then the final number of the show was always the same. But apart from that, everything's changed every year.
And it's interesting because it's a Christmas show, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily all Christmas music, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think of it very much that it has all the elements we want at Christmas. It's about family, it's about home, it's about friendships. That's the main thing about it. So there are certain songs in there which aren't necessarily Christmas songs, but I believe fit in with the what we all feel or want to feel at Christmas.
Yeah, I gather we're getting a few pop power ballads, is that right?
Yes, there'll be a couple
sprinkled in.
Yes, there will be. There's a couple of things in there that are I try to get a mixture of the traditional and the contemporary and some quirky numbers as well, and of course some fun.
Sounds like quite a package. You better remind us where and when this is all happening.
Well, it's on at the Belfast Waterfront, starting tomorrow evening and running through to Saturday. So 4 shows. There's still tickets available. It's for all ages, and if you want to come along and just sit back and get in the Christmas mood, there's no better show to do it.
You put me in the mood. Peter Corey, thanks for telling us all about the Music Box. Have a great show.
Thank you.
And have a great Christmas.
Thank you, Cindy.